Hey guys, welcome back to the Thumbs Up Cast. My name is Joseph, and I have with me the lovely Roman Rhodes. Oh, that was perfect. Beautiful.
Yes, here I am again, Roman, joining y'all guys.
How you doing?
All right. So today we're going to talk about Diablo.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this whole Blizzard thing in Diablo.
The game, not like the devil in Spanish.
I've heard of it. I have some reference to it, but I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
It's got a big fan base. They're really fun fans. It's the blow up of the event related to the thing we're going to talk about is big enough that me having never played the game, not really being too much in on the reaction, I've seen already tons of memes, not even articles, just like memes and people talking smack. So the direct thing, I know vaguely.
Yeah. So basically this whole thing happened whenever Blizzard, who's the main company? the company that makes the Diablo games, Diablo 1, 2, and 3. One and two were on the PC.
They're super popular, and they got like a ton of stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
Were they multiplayers?
Yeah, they're big MMOs.
Yeah, and they got like tons of like branches of like you develop. It's a resource management game in a lot of ways, right? Like you get gear and powers.
It's like you go through dungeons and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
The first and second one were on the PC. The third one is on console and a PC, I think.
Okay.
And everyone's waiting on the fourth one. Because some people didn't like the third one.
What's it going to be called?
Diablo 4.
Oh, nice.
But
I like them. I give them credit for doing that.
But it was painfully announced that
they're making legit pay. Set the scene. It was like what is it? Was it what con was it at, or was it an event? Right.
Yeah, it was at BlizzCon, which is the Blizzard's biggest convention.
And there was a bunch of people sitting in an audience. There was a full crowd. They have a big sign behind them that says Diablo.
Yeah, so everyone was waiting for this announcement because they announced that they're going to announce something with Diablo.
Okay. Knees together, waiting in anticipation.
And Diablo Immortal was announced after a really like cool looking cinematic trailer, right? Uh-huh. And they found out that this is going to be it wasn't live action. It was all like just animated, cinematic, like cool stuff.
I wish they would turn the Skyrim trailer game into like an actual movie. It looked so cool. Skyrim.
All right, so
they announced a new Diablo Immortal.
And then they announced that it's only going to be a mobile game on phones, iOS and Android both. Sweet. But and so people were like,
hey, this is controversy.
That's so great. Will it be free to play, or do I get to pay to get like cooler things?
So I was researching a little bit more about why people are so upset at this, and basically the whole game is it's all just to like go off of your addictive nature. Mm-hmm. That's what the game is based off. You know, you keep going through dungeons, you keep doing it over and over again. And the reason why the mobile gaming companies have so much money and are so profitable is because of microtransactions, which are a big deal.
You buy all these little things, these little power-ups and all that, right? Yeah.
Power up extra lives, and they'll find ways to squeeze it in so that if you want to progress without waiting, you have to buy. Okay, like I used to play a game, I'm not going to plug it and I don't remember the name, but it was super fun and I was getting through like the first few levels, and you got the option to buy power-ups straight up, actual, like you could do extra things by giving them money.
Yeah.
And but I was like, I was doing well enough that I could get those same power-ups without having to buy the gems that we got to, you know, get those power the game money.
Yeah.
And I was getting levels up, and then eventually they got to like a bonus level that it seemed like I could only beat if I already had a lot more power-ups that I didn't have. So I was like, man, whatever, it's just a side level. Well, then I started hitting points where I would lose enough lives that either I could wait for them to regenerate or just give like a few dollars and get like a few extra lives. And I saw the formula. It's like, they're going to keep doing it. They're smart with it. They did a slow build of like, you only need to give us money if you want to do this extra, not quest related stuff. And then later it's like, you could still move ahead, but if you want to go do it faster, you know, you could watch a few, commercials or just give us money, because you ran out of commercials pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm playing this Brick Breaker game, man. You see me play it.
You're always breaking bricks.
And I just found out that you can get like upgrade the little ball that you use to break the bricks.
Yo.
And it takes 1,000 in-game diamonds in order to upgrade. And I've been playing for a couple months. I only have like 60 diamonds.
I want to say you've been playing for a few years.
It's only been a few months. I downloaded earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I, and you know, just with playing normally, I've only got like 60, and I was thinking, you know, it has the thing, you know, you can buy for like $6, you know, so many diamonds or whatever. It's like, I know I'm not going to waste money on that, but I can see where other people could.
Yeah,
just to upgrade the look of the ball.
And the thing is that some people spend so much money on games like Candy Crush. Fortnite is on mobile now. And the Fortnite in-game currency goes up to $100 that you could buy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but it is... It does cost a lot of money.
Slightly different, though. I mean, like, the Fortnite formula of, what is it, pay-to-play is very different from the normal pay-to-plays in most mobile games.
Yeah.
Because Fortnite, it's completely aesthetic, whereas the cosmetic. Game, you know, cosmetic, yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's the same one. But whereas in most mobile games, you literally have to give them money to keep playing through the game.
Yeah.
And they've already tapped into that, you know, what is it, like you said, the your habitual addictive nature.
Yeah, and especially Diablo is very just addictive. That's the whole gameplay of it. You know, if people look at it, it's like, well, this kind of looks boring.
Can
but that's the whole thing.
Can you explain to them what the gameplay is more other than just going through dungeons?
It's, like, that's all it is. You just collect things. You go on, like, it has a main storyline, but you can also go explore the world. You can be with friends and stuff like that. And
but you didn't have to pay to play. You played the
sticker
price.
You would pay, the $60 to buy the game, and then it was yours. Like, you get all the DLC and everything. And
so is this just a mobile version of the game?
Yeah.
There's no nothing different.
And well, there's another reason why people are upset. It's because I think Diablo isn't actually making the game. It's they're licensing it to a different company that has a game that's kind of like it already, and it looks like it's just a reskin of it, just to get money.
Is this like a Super Mario Brothers 2 type of situation?
Yeah, exactly. But with microtransactions, where the company doesn't have to do much. They just reskin it, they just license it, and they get more money for it. And as of, November 6th, the Diablo Immortal cinematic trailer has 18,000 likes. Pretty good, right?
Okay, that's decent. Yeah.
And 486,000 dislikes.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
So, I had heard.
Did that break some kind of record?
You just confirmed, though, that I heard that they were keeping their dislikes down by deleting the video and re-uploading it and then buying likes from like a company overseas.
I think they did actually start buying likes, but they're also deleting they're deleting bad comments. Like negative comments and stuff. And I think they were deleting dislikes or something like that.
I don't think you can delete a dislike unless you delete the whole video.
Well, that's one thing that's pretty common of deleting the negative comments that go. I know like the Ghostbuster trailer when that came out, they couldn't do anything about the dislikes.
To be fair, the comments they were disliking wasn't so much Diablo's comment dislike, which is like, you know, I played Diablo on PC and console. It's a different form. It's not going to work. Versus like, I hate minorities and women.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But okay, so here's the question. Me being, not that big of a gamer, couldn't we just say, well, couldn't they just boycott and just say, well, we won't buy the game?
Yeah, and that's what people were
instead of
How dare so much
they
upset.
Voice their fucking opinion?
No, I mean, you can voice their opinion, but
you
instead of getting so angry, just like, don't buy the game.
Yeah, and
the company will understand.
It's Diablo.
We're not gonna make money.
That was a big thing. But what people were saying is that people have been waiting 7 years for a new Diablo.
It's, like, it's a whole
and
child.
It's like that's the whole like that could be their game that they love more than anything, and they're waiting for this Diablo 4. And when they think it's going to be announced, they announce a game on a little, and you could have a really nice PC build and you don't want to play it on your little phone. If you have like a $2,000 PC that you could be
playing on.
Waiting
and customizing their what is it, battle station with like demon art all over it. It's like, this is going to be where I'm going to live in Diablo 4 verse for it. Oh my God, it's on my phone.
And you told me you started playing Fallout, or you did play Fallout Shelter, right?
Yeah, I did play Fallout Shelter.
And was it fun?
It was fun.
Yeah, and but
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
The whole thing with that, the difference between it, is that right after that that whole discussion of it, they announced Fallout 4. Right after it. So they knew that like people would be upset if Fallout 4 wasn't announced after their mobile game, because it would be like, well, I don't want a mobile game. I want Fallout 4.
And when you say right after, you're talking about like,
in the same conference.
Event. Well, yeah,
same
like
event.
And they didn't do like a big announcement. It was just sort of like out on the App Store.
Yeah, they announced it at the, and they're like, I think they said it was available for download today. Mm-hmm. So like as soon as the thing was done, or as soon as they started, I think they let it.
I did hear some legit, I don't want to say complaints, but like some good points people made. It was that it would have been cool if the stats and some of the points that you basically built in the game could be transferred into the was it PC or the PC game. Mm-hmm. Or the console game. Basically, like, as your shelter guys, whatever, or Fallout Boys and stuff, to start, like, what is it, gaining strength and experience and
all that shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that'd be cool. That's not even a complaint. That's just a, this would be cool. And people were enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I guess if they did announce Diablo 4 right after it, I feel like people would be like, oh, okay, well, that's... But
they didn't. Yeah, they just didn't. Talked shit to the people who were the came out of love.
I don't know if you saw this, but people were asking questions
they were
and they were
so
like
so disappointed. Genuine things that sounded sarcastic was people's genuine response of
one of them why? Asked them if this was an out of season, April Fool's joke.
Totally genuine.
Okay, so that's how he went like, up to ingrained the fans yeah. are with this thing. No. They thought it was an April Fool's joke.
He was serious. Like he walked. It was yeah. in the middle of the announcement, and they're like, "We have questions now." And the guy walked up, and he was dead serious.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was joking when he said, but he was just like, "Is this a joke?"
Yeah.
Like literally, it's like it's their thing.
And that's the thing. It's like these fans are have been fans with
had,
them for
had
20
the company
years.
Been teasing a new game like for a while.
Yeah, the trailer.
No, but I'm saying like. It's been 7 years since the last game, right?
Yeah.
So how long have they been teasing an announcement or teasing a new game?
I'm not sure.
Because
I know they just announced.
It's been a few years or saying something like, okay, we're working on something, I do understand then, you know, but if it was just like a few months ago, they say, hey, some news coming and oh, it's this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I understand you can be disappointed. Nah. They can, you know.
Here's
why. You're going to be disappointed no matter what, you know?
The reaction should have been seen, and this is the reason why. Because Diablo, while it is famous and it is sort of, what is it? It's well known even a little bit outside of the gamer community mm-hmm. for, you know, sort of its epicness and whatever. The event was for fans. Fans is short for fanatic. It was like a niche within a niche. They should have expected that people would be pissed about it.
So
the people who showed up.
The company was putting on their own.
Yes, the very company. Yeah, and it was like,
okay, yes,
it was a
yes,
company's
I get
convention
it. I get
it. Had a company announcement. It was within.
And the head of Diablo, I think it's Diablo or the head of Blizzard, came out and said that sadly Blizzard doesn't understand gamers anymore. And
oh,
I was like, that's really
that.
Sad.
I remember
that's
that.
Really sad to hear from Blizzard.
Like,
and that's what people were like so amazed by because Blizzard has always been that company that everyone's like, well, they're the gaming company. You know, they're the ones that are like. That everyone plays their games and, you know, the games are huge. And
they have some legit... They've been getting some backlash lately with the way they've been doing with World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I think... Yeah,
so it's been slowly... I feel like everybody said it's like... It's been turning... fans of Blizzard products in general are sort of like, we expected this. But people who are like more... Diablo's their main entrance into Blizzard or that's like their main game... They were shocked. People who are just mostly fans of Overwatch and like the quality that's gotten, they were like, you guys just crapped on them like this. But people who have been playing World of Warcraft, I feel like, oh, they're just waiting for a turd. They might have been surprised that they dropped it like this.
Yeah.
But it was still like...
And I think people pay a lot of money to go see these this BlizzCon, which is one of the biggest conventions. I mean, this is their biggest convention.
Yeah.
It's all about them. So it's like people pay a lot of money to go see. And especially if they're like, we have Diablo news. And it's like 7 years, that's a perfect time to announce Diablo 4. And they go and they get a mobile game that they didn't ask for. And then also, I mean, we've talked on the show about like...
There's been a big rise up against mobile games in general. This should have been anticipated.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people are saying. Like, Blizzard should have known this was going to happen, especially if they didn't announce Diablo 4. And there's rumors going around
It seems like with any big company, they don't know stuff. Because you talk at any movie production company, they've... Like Warner Brothers, man, have been messing up like with the DC movies and stuff and making choices that it's kind of the same thing.
I was going to give the example of saying that Overwatch has sort of been exempt from that because it shows that they can listen to, what is it, players. But from what I've understand is that Overwatch is sort of its own little bubble somehow. I don't know how, but that's what I've heard.
It's just Overwatch is, I guess right now it's kind of like the perfect game for consumers because it's so consumer friendly. You know, you pay for it. Now I think it's down to like 30, 40 bucks now. And you pay for it. All the DLC is free. You get a character like every couple of months, a new character. There's like 30 something already. It's you just pay for the subscription to like Xbox or PlayStation, whatever. The game is free.
Really, that many new characters? Jeez.
Yeah, they always have. They just came out with one like last week.
I saw like that witch chick or something. She's a cowboy.
Yeah, that's the one that came out with like last week.
And then I saw, what is it, the hamster guy, and that's all that I was aware of being
new. Yeah, that was like, what, a couple months ago? So, and then there, before that, there's another one. Before that, there's another one. There's like 10 DLC characters so far.
Now they're going the League of Legends way, which eventually they're not going to matter, because I keep semi-up-to-date with Overwatch, and the only ones that people really talked about that I heard about was the hamster guy and this cowboy chick. Which tells me that it's like pretty soon people are gonna be like, there's just too damn many people.
Well, those are the two most recent ones, so that's, I think that's why you've heard of it. But that's the most and they listen a lot to the consumers. They all the cosmetic stuff is what you pay for if you want to, and some people just do it just to, you know, support them for being this consumer friendly, and they're one of the biggest games out there right now, and it shows that being this way does.
Get your money.
Yeah, it helps in the end. You know, it'll get the company the money that they want without being dicks about it.
Can I? I didn't hear him say the exact words. I saw the meme, and from the meme, I'm going to assume what transpired. What I heard was somebody who still plays Diablo, like as a Let's player. Like he's like one of the biggest Diablo streamers. Even though he's only got like a few thousand people. But for Diablo, it's like I said, it's a lot. They're those passionate people. He came up to the question mic, the mic, to ask the guy on stage to comment on it. And he said, basically, what I'm assuming, I didn't hear him say this, but I heard the meme. I don't want to play Diablo on a mobile. I want to play it on PC or blah, blah, whatever. And the guy on stage said, very condescendingly, but you have a phone. Now, I didn't hear this transcribed. What I heard, what I saw was a meme where a man goes up to the mic and says, I don't like anal. And the guy on stage said, but you have an ass. And from that, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do some detective work. Backtrack. This is what I think. Was that what happened? Was that the question that was asked in that way?
I don't know.
Does that sound right?
I remember hearing something like that, but... But it's just, man, I can't believe how much backlash this Blizzard is really getting from this. And
you can't believe it?
No.
No, you didn't think people would care that much?
I knew people would care.
Really?
But I was hoping that they would announce Diablo 4.
Well, yeah, okay.
I think everyone was kind of hoping that. And especially because the new Diablo 3 was recently ported to the Switch. So it was like, they were like, here, catch up, basically. And then... The next one's going to be Diablo 4.
I can't believe they did this. And like that, yeah, I get what you're saying now.
And I was actually going to buy Diablo 3. And we're all going to play it because it has multiplayer.
We're going to play like, we're going to create our character. And then it was not going to see the light of day for like 6 months.
Yeah, probably. But I do want to play it.
It would have been there on the shelf. I played it on the 360.
So what do you think Blizzard can do in order to kind of clean up?
Nothing. I think they just have to take it right now. Because people are upset. And I don't think they're ready to announce Diablo 4. But if they if they can, they should. Right,
you
know, now.
They could just like reskin Overwatch.
Tell them that it's free.
Just like, all right, guys, you guys liked Overwatch. Well, now all the customizable stuff that we said had no effect has an effect. It'll totally change your stats. And it's like, that's worse.
So is a mobile game like out already or no?
No, I don't think it's even out yet.
You think it's coming out at all? You think they're still going to launch it?
I don't know. I guess that's something to see in the future. How much sales
it
makes.
What do you predict? Like if it doesn't do well at all. Like what if it does
fantastic?
Oh yeah, I mean like what's the possibilities here? Either it does okay. What would be worse if it did okay, or if it did like horribly bad?
It would be worse if it did okay.
Okay.
Because then like right it needs. The I feel that it needs to do bad so that way they get their point across that, you know, these gamers that, I mean, these fans, they're fans because Diablo, the first Diablo came out on PC like what, 20 years ago, so it's been a long time, and some of these fans have stuck with them all this time, and they're still addicted to this company's games and. they wanted a new one, and it felt like they didn't really listen to that.
Would this be a good way to get those, the people who love mobile games, don't play console games, don't play, you know, on PC, in order to get them aware of the property, you know, know what's going on? Honestly, do you think that would work?
Honestly, I just felt like it was a cash grab. That's what I really did. Do feel, because I mean,
more like you play the game on PC, you play the game on console, so you're gonna buy this, we know,
right? Yeah, and then like also just, you know, you miss the gameplay, you want something new, you're gonna go buy this, and then once those transactions make it, you're not gonna want to do it, but you're gonna do it and you're gonna make us money. And that's how it works, because that's how it's worked with Fortnite, that's how it's worked with Candy Crush, that's how it's worked with Clash of Clans. I think their sales market is like 2 times bigger than consoles. So it's like, if you see that, you're going to do it. And it sucks, but that's just the way, the direction that companies are going. Especially like EA was a huge thing. You know, like me and Rhodes have talked about it so many times about how, how they like messed up Star Wars Battlefront, how, you know, they're still messing things up. They announced that like the DLC for Star Wars Battlefront 2 was going to come out, and then that was going to be free and everything, and then whenever it came out, they were like, no, it's not all going to be free, and then they put things behind a paywall, and it was just a really bad game, and it sucks.
Can I ask, what do you see like the future of gaming, you know, like for you as a big gamer, you know, how do you see things going, and how can they progress in order for like stuff like this, these missteps, you know, not to happen? Or what would your ideal situation be for, you know, the next 5-10 years? And do you think gaming will keep going the way it is, or is it going to change? I mean, it is, this whole, I'm pretty sure VR is not going to take off like it,
yeah,
people are expecting it to, you know?
That's how I feel too. I don't feel that VR is the next step.
But are the gaming companies going to have to make some massive switch to how they're, you know, distributing games, or how they're, you know, marketing games to, you know, gamers, or like...
I do think that companies are going to soon realize that being consumer friendly will benefit them, their image. More people want to buy their game, because like Overwatch is just word of mouth. People are like, this game is so consumer friendly, and you get all these DLC characters free, and you can tell how much love and was put into the game, and there's so much content to do, to play. Like I've seen my friends played 500 hours and stuff like that just on Overwatch. And you know, the same thing with Diablo 3, Diablo 2, you know, or like Monster Hunter. I've seen I follow people on Instagram that have like 800 hours on Monster Hunter, and it's $60 and you just play as long as you want. And I feel that consumers they'll keep like trying to support that, you know, the same way like how people are still supporting Overwatch and, or like Grand Theft Auto 5. That's another big one. It's the highest, I think the third highest selling game ever. And right now it's like $40, and it's been,
well, that was just a brilliant
It came out when I was a freshman in high school, and it's still being sold to this day. And there's still so many people buying it. There's still so many people buying in-game stuff in it. And it's, you know, it's huge, and there's so much content there. And I'm like the only one that hasn't played it. Everyone, all my friends have played it.
I haven't played it. Have I played it? I don't think I played it.
Maybe. You played Spider-Man before me.
True. But you didn't want to play Spider-Man.
I did, but I just didn't want to pay money for it.
There you go. Well, I didn't either, and I didn't. I think what you want, guys, might be right about VR. I could see AR taking bigger steps than people think. Because people don't think about augmented reality at all, or very little. And I think it's going to kind of sneak up, because it's that middle ground. People don't think of it as a middle ground, but it really is. The idea that you could, put a digital thing and have it interact with something that's already there. They're doing it a bit with Pokemon Go, and from what I understand, the technology there is getting a bit better. I could see it getting big because advertisers would see the potential in developing that technology. The idea, instead of worrying about like, oh, we should get a, we got to buy $1 million worth of ad time at the Super Bowl, or we spend like a, you know, few $1 million on ad time in the town square. It could be like, we could do direct advertising to the people specifically all the time of their life. It'd be like, perfect. Then we don't gotta waste time with people who never buy our products.
Yeah, man.
Coming to gaming too. Watch.
Yeah. Pokemon Go is actually gonna be a part of the new Pokemon game. You're gonna be able to. You can buy a Pokeball.
I know that.
Plus,
and it can, and like, you can put it picks up
Pikachu Pokemon in it, or like any of your Pokemon in it, and it'll follow you. Like, you could take it places, and it'll make noise and stuff if you shake it. I'm dead serious.
A screaming don't
super
stop.
Awesome.
I also heard that it works like if there's Pokestop, or it can get, helps you basically like what having your phone in the car did. It's like you just keep the Pokeball active. It's like a step counter or whatever, and it like it helps you gain points. It collects Pokestops for you, or yeah, something like that.
It's doing a lot. It's kind of cool. I kind of like that direction that it went.
There's a story in there too, apparently.
Oh, it's a remake. The new Pokemon games are remakes of the first Pokemon Yellow.
Fail.
Yeah. Pokemon Yellow and Pokemon Eat. There's Pokemon Go Pikachu and Pokemon Go Eevee or something like that. I forgot. I don't know which one I'm going to buy. I think probably Eevee.
They should have the ghost one. Pokemon Purple. They should have a...
That would be kind of cool.
Right? It'd be freaking great. And have it more spooky themed, like Indigo. Everywhere is just creepy stuff. Like, whenever you beat the Pokemon, they turn into a ghoul and, like, fade away. Oh, man, I had some thief-themed one where it's like you could be challenged in the middle of the day or something. And that'd be cool. And, like, you lose your Pokemon.
That would be
temporarily.
Cool.
Like, through the day, like, they come back. But basically, in the meantime, somebody else could use the Pokemon that you got if you lose your thing. Like, Team Rocket it. You know what I mean?
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, there's so many games that I want to buy soon. Like, the Pokemon game comes out this month. Smash comes out next month. Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out the next month. Red Smash. Dead 2 just came out.
Yeah. I've heard so many disappointed things about that.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of good things. I've heard of good things from reviewers, but from, like, fans, I've heard a lot of disappointment of, like, wow, this is the same shit. And a lot of just like, oh, he's a mopey bastard. And it's like, the people forget the first Red Dead Redemption was a glitch-ridden mess. That was kind of cool because of how bad it was sometimes. Where like faces didn't render. And sometimes it was like the game was possessed. It was really, people forget the reason they liked it is because it was so bad that it was kind of good. There was some cool stuff in there. Like, I remember playing against, some guy who had like made his own armor out of like a kiln or something. So he was running around with dynamite. And he would throw the dynamite in front of him and blow it up. And if you were shooting at him, then it would just bounce off. So you had to find ways to either shoot him in the back with like a Gatling gun or get him to turn around and face you whenever he had dynamite. Or like grab the dynamite midway. It was a very action-packed good game, but there were tons of parts where you're just like floating next to your horse. But that could kind of be great. I'm just saying.
I remember some of the glitches that happened when we played Grand Theft Auto. Sometimes that would happen. I remember one time, I don't know if it was Alan, our friend Alan, you know, Mike.
Is it through the pipe?
Yeah, that was the pipe. That was you that got stuck?
Yeah, I'm the one who always, I would test out glitches.
It was just the coolest, weird stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's that actually...
More exciting.
What is it? I think it's San Andreas, that there's like a ghost Easter egg in it. Like if you're far away, you'll see like
Bigfoot,
a little person. And then if you go closer and closer and closer, it just like starts fading away, and then whenever you're there, it'll fade away fully, and then you can like look on your notes or something, on the news, on your phone, and it'll say like what happened to the little girl that was in that spot. And
so it's actual like ghost in the game.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Bigfoot out there sometimes, if you could look for him, like if you went far enough out and you looked through binoculars. But there's also a thing, or basically, if there was no cars around you, they would start rendering. So there are ghost cars in the woods where every now and then you'd see them appear. But if you were in a hill, sometimes they'd appear up the hill and start running down towards you, and you could get run over. It happened to me a few times. I've done it. It was freaking great.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Because, yeah, I've told you, because he believes in me.
Oh, yeah.
There was one thing. I forgot which Grand Theft Auto game it was, but I went over to my cousin's house once. He was playing one of the newer Grand Theft Auto games. And he showed me that if you go to the Statue of Liberty, you can climb in, and there's like a giant human heart in the middle of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that too.
It was just a weird like Easter egg that you can find.
Easter eggs are cool.
It was crazy. Yeah, neat.
There's a glitch. If you got to some zone, it just said in plain text, you were not supposed to be out here.
Really?
It wasn't meant to be creepy. It was just literally the Pokemon saying, like, you shouldn't be out here. It wasn't, like, a ghostly one.
Yeah, like, there's an Easter egg in the first... No, Black Ops. The very first Call of Duty Black Ops. And in the zombies mode, there's these little, like, space rocks things that are spread around the map. Ooh, and if you can, if you activate all of them, a cool metal song starts playing. And so, like, you'll be being chased by zombies and you'll be shooting them down and metal song is playing and it sounds really cool. It's a really cool metal song. Dude, it has a girl singing like screamo stuff. And
what song is that? Find that out now. Right. We'll talk about that. Whenever you say alien rocks, I thought it would be like you summoned a UFO or something, but that's freaking rad.
Yeah, keep talking so I can look it up.
That. Okay, I'm going to keep talking. You don't have to tell me to keep going on. But yeah, those. I'm sorry. I ate all the Reese's Pieces. I'm sorry. I like
you leave me with the mic and I
melt in my mouth. What can I say? It was delicious, Yosos. It's like, apparently, what is it? Combos and like Street Fighter were originally kind of a glitch. Like, that you could hit somebody so many times before they could respawn. And they decided whenever they're doing playtesting, it's like, hey, this is, instead of calling it a glitch, let's call it a feature. And they added the combo attacks. And like, actually, in-game, say combo. Start counting how many times you could hit somebody.
Right, you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Pretty cool, right?
That's awesome.
But wait, hear the singing. So like, you'll find all the eggs and then find the rocks and you go and you activate all of them and then the song just starts playing. Maybe I could show you.
Early aughts. Fucking awesome. Oh, wait, what do you show me? In game? Have you done this before?
Yeah.
Nice.
Me and my childhood friend Randy used to do this all the time. Like, whenever I found this out, I was like, and then I told Randy, and I was like, we have to do it. And we'd get him on and we'd do it, and then that'd be it.
Quick question. Are you Randy?
Are you?
I wish I knew the rest of that song. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'll send it to you so you can listen to it.
So, in short, don't be doing what people don't want you to not be done doing.
Yeah, because then no one's going to support you and you won't make your money.
You're going to make so much freaking money.
Yeah, they're going to make
people
a lot of money.
Like, watch people in China who don't know. They're just gonna be like, oh, it's so much fun. People who just don't care. This is so much fun. People who are buying it just to spite. Like, oh, yeah, I'm really, trolling all the Diablo fans. Oh, I'm going to give like $100 to them. I just don't care.
Yeah, they're going to make their money.
Yeah. They're not going
to. I wish they didn't.
It's going to continue to get worse. Blizzard's, Overwatch is going to start getting worse. Fortnite's going to start getting worse. Yeah, I know. But still, it's still going to keep start getting worse.
They're going to start charging $1 for every time you buy a game.
Yeah. Are they going to start? It's going to be, what is it? No, they're like, make it where you could actually buy things that like matter. Like, okay, your costumes have effect now, or events. Then some really cool event just happened recently. There was like a floating island that exploded and sent you to an alternate dimension right now.
I saw something like that. I don't play Fortnite, so I don't.
It looks cool. There's I ain't a story a part mode. Of that. This is a zombie plague game. Smart. It's smart is what it is.
It's smart?
We are smart. Quite smart this year. Quite smart.
I remember I would play the zombies mode in Black Ops.
Yeah.
And I think me and Randy would play for like 2 hours straight. Like just us. Like, and then whenever we die, we just sit there and be like, all right. We just totally like, because you don't get anything at the end. You just, that's it. You just die and you have to start over.
How long can you go before like?
As long as you can.
How many stages? Can it be truly endless?
Yeah. I think all the way to the point where that the game would just crash because there's. No. I think there's a point where it's like, it's just the same thing. Like, it just keeps.
Oh, it's not being boring. Yeah. Then that'd be boring. Because I know, like, you can go through stages and, like, open up maps. I think it goes to,
like, 300 whenever it stops. And then, you know.
Wave.
Yeah.
But in the new one, isn't there, like, levels you go through?
Yeah. On the new ones, it is a lot different. See, now
that makes sense. Whereas, like, in that one where it's, like, oh, just wave after wave until the game crashes. That's kind of cool, but it's also weak.
It's like Pac-Man. Pac-Man did that.
No, but it had an end game. There was an actual part where it was supposed to be that you could game over it. The glitch is what stops you. But there is a game over screen. But after the kill screen. But you can't get to it because the kill screen.
So therefore, there is no game over screen.
There is a game over screen programmed into the box.
Yeah, but if you can get to it, then how can you say it exists?
Because they made it. It's literally a chip you can pull out, put it in something, and be like, oh, yeah, this is a fucking thing.
But you can never reach it.
Yeah, you can. You can literally pop it out. And the old school games, you literally can fucking reach it.
I don't believe you.
It's physically fucking there. It's not like with
a thing. And I want to see it.
You get an old fucking Pac-Man board, you pop it out, and you say, like, oh, this is a...
Yeah.
Like, they test it out. Like, whenever you... what is it? There's people who, on old school Pac-Man machines, get all the way to the end game, but it's because they altered the board. They, like, basically, you can fix the glitch, put it back in, and play through it.
I feel like it's endless.
Feel that way. It fucking isn't.
Because on emulators, it wouldn't have that effect, and no one
because it's an emulator.
There's no end game in an emulator.
It's an emulator, though. I'm talking about like the standing in the cabinet, the physical thing that exists.
Can you search that right now?
Let's
find
out.
Fucking search away.
Let's see. Is there an end game to a
game over screen?
A game over screen. All right. Let's see. Is there a game over screen?
Are you going to put like money on this or something? Like shit. Bet?
Why? You're the one who fucking cares about it. I'm the one who's right.
What is it called?
Pac-Man.
There it is.
Come on, man.
He cares even less.
Evolution of Pac-Man Death and Game Over. Wait. A game over would just be you losing. So I had to type in something else.
The end screen.
End screen.
End
okay.
screen?
Is there an end said, screen?
Nobody's given enough of a fuck to get this benign about it.
Pac-Man was designed to have no ending. As long as at least one life was left, the game should be able to go indefinitely. Because this effectively ends the game, this split screen level is often referred to as a kill screen.
Oh, I guess I was thinking about Donkey Kong.
Oh yeah, I think you were thinking about Donkey Kong. Cool. Man, dude, I was watching that whole thing about what's his face
McGee, yeah.
Billy Mitchell getting his records off.
Billy Mitchell,
what a douchebag!
Was it the new thing, right? That said he was cheating.
He thought he was so badass.
That was
what I hate.
They caught him cheating, so they took away all his medals and stuff.
But even like the ones that were legit, took away.
But was that in that wasn't in the King of Kong, right?
Fist no
quarters.
No.
Was it a different thing? Was
this
it
just happened like not too long ago?
Yeah, a couple months.
Oh man, so what are they be like? What is it? Well, King of Kong, a sack full of quarters.
Well, he wasn't the King of Kong. The other guy was the King of Kong.
Yeah. It turned out.
And I think the other guy was like just amazed at like, wow, I actually have the record now.
He's like, yeah. It just solidifies it, right?
Yeah.
Because didn't they give him some crap that they didn't want to give it to him or something?
So the real thing was that like he sent in a VHS tape, right? That
we're talking about Billy the other
Mitchell.
Guy, right?
Billy Mitchell sent in the VHS tape at the while they're doing a live game session thing to see if he could get the record, and the other guy did get the record, but then the Billy Mitchell sent in that VHS and then the whole thing.
And just based on the tape,
tape they got it, but then there's like really weird
glitch.
There's really weird footage of he was like, yeah, this is obviously like the Donkey or the Pac-Man. No, what was it? Donkey Kong screen, and he was showing the board and everything. But then if you look closely, they're supposed to be taking out like a Donkey Kong Jr. and putting in a normal one. But they just get it. They move the camera and then just put the same one back in. And so it looks like they're just like hiding things. And then
but it's obvious.
Yeah. And then later on, people found out that the tape, basically the way the game renders, it rendered like an emulator instead of the real thing. So like, they would basically like frame by frame, an emulator does everything all at the same time, while the regular one does it, like line by line all the way down, and it just loads differently. And so people found that out, and they're like, whoa, it's surprisingly the same as an emulator. And no one saw him, and the only one that was there to witness it was another guy who also cheated.
Yeah.
And he was banned from all of Galaxy, was it?
Galaxy Quest World.
One of the guys.
Did Billy Mitchell ever like comment on this?
He said that he was gonna get his record back.
Oh, okay.
But they've straight up said you can't.
Yeah, it's like
no.
He's banned from.
Yeah. So he can't ever. Yeah.
Like, so what you're really saying?
That's it.
Huh?
Twin Galaxies.
So what they're really, what he's really saying is, you need to be saying you're going to get this ban off, which you fucking ain't, because we set the ban. It's not like a game where you could cheat at it. The thing, too, is remember it started off because the guy sent in his tape that said he had the new record.
Yes.
And Billy Mitchell was like, no, you need to play it at Twin Galaxies in order to for it to be legit. And then he was like, well, it just so happens. Yeah. Like, yeah. Cognitive dissonance.
And also, what was upsetting is that, I don't know if this was in the King of Kong, but that the other guy, what's his name?
I remember, it's been so long since I saw that documentary.
He like actually got the record, or he got one of the records at his house, like on his own machine. Yeah. And then they went and they saw it, and there was like one little thing, and they're like, no, we can't give you the record. And so it's like all this stuff, but then as soon as they get a VHS tape, it's like, oh, well, he has the record now.
He's Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, but the reason they played Favoritism was because a guy on YouTube actually, there's a video on it, if you guys want to search it. I don't remember his name, but it's really good.
If you want to search
he explains everything. And he explains how, like, on the Twin Galaxies company, like, records and stuff, Billy Mitchell's name is all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he owns part of Twin Galaxies. Or he did. And then...
Went to it, he was the one who was, like, he was... For a long time, he was one of the best. And he was, like, he was kind of conky. And he was sort of the rock star of that world.
Yeah.
And he sort of helped build Twin Galaxies and just the whole thing about like the record keeping stuff because he was like their celebrity. It was like having that football guy with what is it? Oh, like fucking the Wings Stop and Papa John's.
So Papa John?
Celebrity. He was their celebrity. Yeah. No, the fucking football guy. Fucking
Troy Aikman.
Troy. No. All right. So Troy Aikman's the Buffalo Wild Wings, or the other one.
He was Wingstop.
The guy, he's fucking in like a shit ton of commercials now. He's also in like, was it E-Surance and shit.
How about Nationwide?
Nationwide.
Guitar player guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's that guy.
He's in a bunch of shit.
Manny?
Yeah, the guy who like teabagged a fucking...
No,
like,
he's in Allstate. Coach. I think he's in Allstate.
Well, the commercial, yeah. Basically, Brad Paisley, right? He's a celebrity name.
Yeah, and it's... Man, he got what he deserved. What a douchebag.
Fuck him and
his sauce. He shouldn't ever have another record ever again because he cheated.
Does he still sell sauce? But you heard that, right? That his business was he was selling
sauce?
Chicken sauce, hot sauce? What? The website was horrible. There was a gif, animated gif on his website of a chicken wing being showered with hot sauce. It was weirdly...
Nice. Horrifying. Seductive? Oh.
No, horrifying.
I was say, like, I remember at the end
something
of
you find in a Saw movie.
King of Kong, he was like bringing in like a game, a whole fucking same, man, you gotta pay for quality. There's like bringing a whole cabinet into his restaurant. He's like, I got some more things coming along in video games and in sauce,
raw sauce.
Oh no, man. Not my fan
games though.
Gangsta.
Can't wait for Smash. They announced two more characters.
Who else?
No, no one else. Three more characters. The last ones that we talked about.
The flower.
The
potted flower.
Yeah.
The Pokemon.
Yeah.
The Ryu.
Yeah. Ken. Super excited. Oh, it was Ken. Yeah, it was Ken. Ryu's the one that was already in it.
That's how good I am.
But they have Simon Belmont from freaking Castlevania. And that's gonna be my main. So excited.
Have you checked out the Castlevania show on Netflix?
I've heard some people say it's bad. I've heard other people say it's good.
I've been wanting to watch it, but I don't want to put forth the time.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I know
even if it's bad, I'll probably have to watch all of it.
Yeah, do a review. By the way, go check out Roman's review on, what was it?
Cobra Kai. That was on Netflix. Yeah. That was YouTube. That's a good show, man. I'm going to have to sign up for a YouTube premium when the second season comes out, because I have to see that, man.
Is that good?
It was that good.
Nice.
It was that good.
Nice. Are you going to do another review anytime soon?
Oh, yeah.
The
only thing worth getting a freaking YouTube Red for is a Cobra Kai. Because, like, the only other thing I can think of that's even on there was Rhett and Link. Do they even still have a show on there?
They have the two seasons of their show. I don't think they're going to do a third season anytime soon.
Because it sucks. YouTube Red. Not their show.
You just
not
said it was
show.
Worth it. Oh. Okay.
The thing.
If you want to watch Rhett and Link, you're better off watching the Good Mythical Morning. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't tell anybody new to it, say...
You think YouTube... Oh, sorry.
I wouldn't tell anybody you have to watch Buddy System. It's good. If you have YouTube Red, I would say watch it. If you don't, I wouldn't say sign up to watch it. YouTube I would
Premium.
Say sign up to watch Cobra Kai. That's a good show.
Is Cobra Kai released on anything else, do you know?
I know of. I'm not even sure if they put it on like on DVD or anything.
They should. Dividends.
I'm sure it's going to, but... That is a good show. I actually want to go rewatch it, actually.
And it's YouTube Premium. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
No more Red. People were getting confused. Confuzzled.
Yeah, that was their fault.
Yeah, it was. They shouldn't have called it Red. They should have just called it Premium in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's Spotify Premium.
They had to be special.
Netflix Premium.
Special.
I don't know if there's that.
What's Netflix Premium do?
I think it's just normal Netflix.
There isn't a Netflix Premium.
Oh, Hulu Premium. Hulu's the one that
Netflix does have different tiers to pay, but it's just like how many screens you can stream it on at a single time and the quality. Yeah. I got the cheapest one, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Hulu is the one that has the ads that you can take out.
But it's like you don't take out all the ads. You have it on premium, they still have ads. Yeah. It's like, this is a waste of time.
I don't even watch it.
I'm just saying, if you're feeling like a Jolly Roger...
What are you guys watching right now?
You.
Cool.
There is a whole bunch of good stuff coming up to Netflix. New Coen Brothers movies coming out.
What are you
to
watching right now?
So I'll probably do a review on that as soon as that drops.
Oh, okay.
Movie wise, in theaters, I want to go see Widows. I think that's out this week.
Surprised. Didn't think you'd see that.
It seems like it's what's you said you I saw haven't the seen Nutcracker, any of his right? movies, but it's huh?
You said you saw the Nutcracker, right?
I saw the Nutcracker.
Doesn't want to talk about it.
I liked it, but I wouldn't recommend it.
He cracked nuts all day.
I had a conversation with a coworker of mine because I told her I watched it. She's like, I love the Nutcracker ballet. I said, well, you'll probably like it. She goes, but I find it boring in some parts. I said, well, that's probably how you find this movie.
Cool.
It's good, but
did Adele like it? Your daughter?
She loved it.
Okay. That's all that matters. Money worth it.
Well spent.
It's worth for watching for Keira Knightley, man. She's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy good.
Crazy good?
Crazy good. This time of season, after Halloween, everything's pretty much dead until like maybe May, maybe March. So there's not really much on. I've been kind of just watching my backlog of like shows I recorded and I didn't watch at the time. So I'm going to be watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm going to be watching just old episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, honestly, because I think... Oh, wait. Yeah, they got moved to NBC. So, yeah. I
have the new episodes out?
They're not.
No, okay.
As far as I know. But yeah, and I'm going to keep watching the very last episode of One Punch Man.
Oh, it's so good. I was about to ask you about that. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, man. It premiered. I'd seen it before, but I've been trying to watch it in order as it was being released on Toonami. And it came out like at 2 a.m. / 1 a.m. / because of the time change.
Yeah.
So it's like it recorded it as a different show and it's like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Luckily, I had found out which one it was, so I got to go back there. But you know, the thing is, the show that it recorded is now like lost, so I have to go online. Luckily, it's an anime, so it's like I can find every episode online, sub-dubbed, and however I want, and probably watch it in better quality. On my phone, so I'll probably just do that. For those.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the new season.
Yeah.
When is it going to come out?
Summer 2019, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, because I don't remember.
How many seasons of the show are there?
One.
Okay.
But it's really good.
How good it is.
Yeah, but it's like every episode isn't pretty much a new season, because they're all new characters every single time.
Yeah, because he kills everybody so good, and you learn so many new things, and it's so good.
I saw the first episode.
Genos.
You know, I'm gonna finish watching.
Genos is amazing.
Genos is freaking super cool. It really feels like the end of season one was like just the middle of a season. It feels like they were like, it didn't have that finality that a lot of animes have on their last episode. So, and I wonder if that's how it was cut up. I'm kind of curious about just going and reading the mangas.
Oh, did you hear about the whole Rick thing from The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. They're making the three movies with him.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know how I'd feel about it.
Is it going to be even less zombies than before?
I feel like no one cared in the first place anymore.
This is how I connected to that story today. I was in the break room. Coworker was listening to like some weird drama. I saw it and it looked like kind of in the past, but kind of maybe semi-modern. And I was just chilling out because I don't have any reception in there. And I hear him, that character talking. It sounds like a pretty good drama. And I can see his face reacting to it. Like he looks kind of sad, looks kind of upset. And I was like, oh, this is, he's into it. And it was like this guy talking about fixing something for some lady. And he said, I'm going to need that other bottle right now. And she's like, I told you one bottle before, one whenever it's done. And he's like, well, I'm going to need it now. And she's like, what? Is it jet fuel for you or something? And then alarm went off. It was like time for the break to end. And I asked him, what are you watching? He goes, The Walking Dead. Oh man, it sounded so cool until you told me that. Like, I was getting into it. It seemed like a good story, and it's like, no, I already put too much of my time into that show, and was not rewarded for it.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I put so much time. Somebody still has my first season, but and I only watched.
You have Netflix. It's on Netflix. You can watch if you really want to watch it. I saw the first three episodes.
How was it?
Good.
The first three.
Like four seasons are really good.
The first season is pretty decent.
It's Frank Darabont. He's a great storyteller. Look on
your face. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But no, I can understand a lot of people, I feel, are just watching it because, like, the same reason I won't start watching it is the same reason people won't stop watching it. They've invested too much time to stop now.
That's one of the things, like, I know I have to invest so much time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like same thing with like Game of Thrones. I want to start watching it, but I know I'm gonna have to invest so much.
Honestly, invest in Game of Thrones more than The Walking Dead.
It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's gonna be. I'd say, you know what? If you feel like waiting for it to all be like complete box season or released on a thing, that's fine. The last season's coming up, and I'm very happy. Like, you know what?
Oh, man.
I'll give them credit for knowing when to stop it. Also, HBO has been knocked off of Dish Network right now, and I feel like it's because the season's coming up. They know they've got just a ton of leverage.
That's true.
And they might be worried about how the next other seasons will be received.
And that's the thing. I recommended The Walking Dead to you whenever it was still like doing really well. Yeah. And then like after, I feel like they just dragged on too much. There's nothing like too crazy going on in it, and it just like ended up becoming like
they never wear people's skins. What's the point?
And it's like you know how a show is supposed to be like, oh, the next episode, like I can't wait to see the next. It ended up not giving you that feeling anymore. No. It was like I don't really care if I see it or not.
It's like a telenovela. It's like you could miss an episode and like they're gonna still be in the same space next week.
Yeah. So honestly, I did want you to invest to watch it. You don't have to anymore. You can just give me back the season.
I was waiting it out just for you to tell me. You don't have to anymore.
Yeah, just go watch Game of Thrones. We'll watch it together because I haven't seen it either.
Okay, we can start watching Game of Thrones. I prefer whenever I watch something with someone. And there was another show, actually, American Horror Story, that I hadn't watched after season 4. Mm-hmm. I didn't even complete season 4. Mm-hmm. But Rhodes was saying about the newest season, Apocalypse, and now I want to get back into that show.
Is it good?
And
pretty very good. I like it.
Catch all the because it's on Netflix as well.
Yeah,
and catch up.
So like I said, it's one of those shows where it's like you don't have to watch every season because every season is self-contained.
I know, but I feel like I have to watch it just to be like, oh yeah,
I've seen yeah. Everything. That's how I feel too.
There's plenty of people who they have a darling season. They're like, I skipped out on this. I know a ton of people who didn't watch Cult. Or Roanoke, and then there's some people who watched the Roanoke season, and then there's some who didn't watch Cult. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, it's bugging me that I haven't seen all the episodes of Black Mirror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bugging me, too.
None of those
are
related,
It's bugging me, too.
Even in that, too, there's a thing about Roanoke. Was it American Horror Story? It was Roanoke. It's sort of two seasons in one. The way it's split, honestly, it's like the first half of it, super solid. It's like, oh, this is something special and unique. The next finishing part of it, it gets kind of creepy and weird, and I enjoyed it, but I could see how some people were like, it lost me there. It's like, that's cool. They're almost two different seasons. Like, the way some people like, what is it? The Coven? The season?
Yeah, the
season
Witch.
3? Yeah. That one was like, that's a lot of people's darling season that it was like, that was just so good, and I love everything about it. Some people, that's their favorite.
Season 2.
For me, the Asylum is for you. To me, that was like where I was still having trouble adjusting to like the whole it's going to be different every season. I was like, but definitely by the end, it won me over. And I truly began to appreciate the skill that these actors had for like transformative characters.
I always have a trouble with how they end each season.
Troubling?
Yeah, I find it like it always seems they're trying to tie up loose threads too quickly. And the endings are never as, how would you say, dramatically satisfying as I would want them to be, but the rest of the seasons are always so solid that it's like, well,
yeah. I could feel. I disagree with that.
It kind of feels like each one they have an ending, and then they have extra like two other episodes that just like tie up stuff. You know,
I'm gonna say the reason I disagree. It's not that you're wrong or right. Is that that's how you feel? That's a true one. Of like for me, it felt like they definitely kind of keep it going. But keep in mind, I've seen all the seasons, so I can say like the season they do that. They could have ended it early, and then the next few episodes was just to give you a feel good. But for me, the standalone episode of like, oh, this is some like crazy good stuff, and visually, one of my favorite seasons, or probably my top favorite season, is Hotel. It aesthetically,
I've actually seen the first episode of that. That looked interesting, but
I didn't
finish watching it.
And also, too, very musically, second only in music to Freak Show, as far as like being like, man, this show's got a lot of soul. I don't think that much about Freak Show.
Freak Soul.
Freak Flow.
That's our band name.
It's got some very dark, sad themes, and there's like very real people in there who have actual physical, you know, elements. And also, too, it's a season that was going on like whenever I had like my big split, you know, and it's like, oh, you just like made me ugly on the inside, too. And I started over-empathizing with the wrong characters. Twisty. Like, I'm a monster on the inside.
All right, so if you guys could recommend a show right now to watch, because I haven't seen any of these shows, what do you recommend right now?
You might need to pause this so we could think. Like watch a current season, or say you could watch this from beginning to end?
Anything, any show, any season, like where somewhere I could start off even if I didn't even watch the rest of it.
Huh. Or
I could start from the beginning or whatever, like any recommendation.
Something to recommend that you haven't seen at all.
Yeah.
That's available that you could watch right now. So like if an old show that was available on Netflix.
Yes.
You could watch.
You know, I haven't watched all of it, but I could tell you that I feel like you would enjoy it and it would get to you in the right ways, Mr. Robot. I could tell you would watch Mr. Robot. You'd be like, this isn't quite my thing. But you'd be thinking about it for like 2 or 3 days. You'd come and check another episode, still not quite feeling it. And then you'd marathon like the whole thing in one fucking night.
I've heard of that show. I have heard like a lot of people really like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about that dude. He looks kind of weird.
Rami Malek?
You don't like Middle Easterners. That's cool. Let me change it up. There's a new show coming up where there's a world that's virtual reality and people get stuck in it because they like it better, so they have to make an agent who goes in there to like unvirtual reality.
An Asian goes in there?
She's Hispanic, actually.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
Asian,
so Mr.
Asian.
Robot. I feel like you're not going to watch Mr. Robot, though. I feel like whatever I recommend, you actually wouldn't watch. But I think you'd like Mr. Robot.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I don't know what I would recommend, man. There's a lot of good stuff out there, but I don't know. Something like,
I think you'd like Black Mirror.
Well, I was going to say, have you seen any of Black Mirror?
I've seen... Well, I mean, you know which episodes I've seen. I've seen like 6 of them.
But, for you, I would recommend certain episodes of Black Mirror. I wouldn't tell you to go watch all of them.
Go watch the IT.
It's hard
crowd.
To watch all of them straight.
You're sad?
Yeah.
Oh, just, you know what? Well, one that you can find on Netflix is... see, but I don't think you'd like it. Documentary Now.
What is that?
Spoof.
He wouldn't like it.
He wouldn't like it.
No.
Really?
Because it's a spoof. It's
First off, it's about documentaries. Second off, it's a spoof.
And then you have to watch the documentaries that they spoof in order to
fully it's like
get
a mockumentary?
Yeah, a mockumentary. Yeah,
okay. Each individual thing.
It's hilarious. Portlandia, maybe, but...
Oh, okay. That kind of sounds... I've seen like commercials.
I feel like you wouldn't like it. You want comedy that he'd like? Watch The IT Crowd. It's a British comedy.
I've seen some episodes. It's pretty funny.
Did you enjoy it? See, I knew your type of entertainment.
That's my my cousin, Michael. He's not our cousin Michael. The other cousin Michael.
Yeah.
He was like, this is my favorite show, and he puts it on every time he comes over.
That's awesome. See, that's why I am good at picking people's preferences. Yeah. Fun fact, you're familiar with Rooster Teeth, correct?
Yes.
Well, recently I was streaming through my television subscription viewings, and I saw a show called Day 5. And I was like, I don't know why that sounds like a zombie theme. I'm going to check it out. Easy. And it turned out to be a Rooster Teeth production series from their web series. It was like 2 seasons they had. You could only get it on the website through their Patreon. But now it's only on TV. And it's about, and they said too, whenever they started filming it, they made it low budget. It was because it was for a web series. And this was back like whenever, a few years ago, web didn't get like no money. It's about a guy who goes on a drug binge and like, I think he's in a coma or just on a drug binge for 2 days. Whenever he kind of comes out of it and he's in withdrawals, he starts going through withdrawals. There was a disease that kind of wiped through the planet that hit people in their sleep.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to like find out what it is. But it's like apparently a few of their programs, Rooster Teeth programs, are getting picked up for syndication. And they're hoping season 3 will get that syndication money. And it could be a little bumped up.
That's awesome,
like,
dude.
Right?
How great is it? YouTubers are moving to TV.
That's exactly it. This
TV doesn't want to die.
The production.
They know.
They know. Like, this
they the, know. YouTube is going
to
take over.
The only way they could fight the cord cutters is go to those who were never connected to the cord and known how like they're going to backstab them. That's cool. I thought you'd be interested to know that.
Thank you
for that. So maybe check that out. I don't think you've seen it, but I would say now you can.
I've seen Rooster Teeth's Let's Play Achievement Hunter and stuff like that.
Oh, and they have also a show called, was it Red, White, Black, Yellow, or it's RB?
I think I saw that too.
It's going to theaters. What? A movie going to theaters. I don't know if it was this month or next month. I think it was in sometime November.
That's crazy.
And I saw the trailer for it, going to watch My Hero Academia 2 Heroes. They're playing it at the Bijou Theater.
Yeah.
Quality Theater.
Quality. I know. I went to, what was it, one of the malls. No one's going to know which one it is anyway. And I saw a bunch of people dressed up with like red and white hair and stuff like that. And I was like, geez, everyone's like super into it.
Dude, I already know which character it is. That was from, what is it, My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Fire Kid name, whose name I don't remember.
And I was like, geez, it's so many people are super into it.
Yeah, man, those people are the same way in football. They're dressed up like that.
I was thinking the other day how huge Dragon Ball Z is. Like, I knew it was big, but it's huge, dude. Like, every anime store. It's like, you'll see, now you're seeing here My Hero Academia, but it's like before that, you would see a lot of One Punch Man, and before that, you would see like, maybe like a little bit of Sailor Moon, and just like stuff like that, but it's like everywhere you see Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you can go to a sports store and find some
Dragon Ball Z. Zoomies has their own Primitive line of Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Who's that?
So it's the company Primitive.
Yeah,
They make a bunch of like shirts and stuff like that. Oh, so they made like, I have one of them. It's that long sleeve with Vegeta.
It's nice.
And it's really cool. And then I went to Hot Topic.
Rappers, they have a bunch of stuff. Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, rappers talk about it.
Dragon Balls, call me Goku.
I saw a
fucking poet.
I did see a sports store, and I looked in there, and they had a Dragon Ball Z shirt, and I was like, geez, nice. It's like everywhere. And
all the time.
What was it? I went to River Center yesterday, the River Center Mall, and I saw. They had these two cardboard cutouts of Goku and the Vegeta. And then there's a picture of Sean Schimmel, right? I think that's how you say his name. And the other guy that played Goku and Vegeta, the voices, they're taking a picture with the cardboard cutouts. Mm-hmm. And then they signed them both. And I was like, rad. Oh, that's so cool. I was like, that's a signature right there.
That's rad.
Super cool. I was going to ask him, like, how much do you want for that? But everything's like, it says imported from Asia and so like, or Japan and so. So I'm like, and it's just super overpriced. I know they're selling like Dragon Ball Z Pops for like $25, even though retail is $12 for them.
Yeah, but could you find like, those exact ones on the retail market?
You can go find them, walk next to Hot Topic and buy one.
Go show me. Find me a picture next time you're out of the Dragon Ball Z one that they were selling for that price.
Okay, I will.
Because then you do it. And then we sell it. I mean, you're not wrong. Because I've been into comic book shops whenever, what is it? I saw a Green Lantern had it was their Brightest Day series out, which was just really well designed figures, and the guy had them marked up like $10, right? And he saw us, and he's like, yeah, no, the price is high, right? And they're like, well, he's like, yeah, no, you can go to Walmart, and you saw him like a Walmart for like, you know, $16, right? And I got him for $25. Like, yeah, well, I was like, well, I can tell you right now, those are all gone because I bought them and sold them. And they're like, what? And I said, look, check this out. And my friend AJ, he checked on his phone, and for $25, this elephant that he had that was the Brightest Day, it was a Green Lantern, out of package, that he was selling for $25 in package, out of package was already being sold for $75. So yeah, you might be able to find it, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth the price. That means that you found a good deal originally. So instead of thinking like, oh, they're marking it up, you should think, I found a good deal. I should go get it. But we always want to see the negative of something. Next time, switch that around. You could have made yourself a profit.
I could have.
Me.
It's just I have so many Dragon Ball Z pops already. I have Vegeta, Goku, Ultra Instinct, Goku. Yeah, and
are you going to sell those?
No.
Look at the prices. Look at the price and thing. Well, in fact, rarest Funko Pop, I think. I don't know if it's still the same one. If you see any odd colored Deadpool Funko Pops, hold on to it for a sec. Do a quick web search and see if it is, in fact, the rarest Funko Pop. Valued at over $100. I don't remember how much it is, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
The most expensivest.
I just found one that was like part of the Funko Insider Club or something like that. And it was from Sora from Kingdom Hearts, my favorite game. Nice. So I bought that one, and then they had the regular Sora, and that was just like a regular pop. So I bought both of them.
I feel like they just need to go full on punk out and just have like Funko Pop, you know, Anti-Man or something. And it's just like the box without anything in it. Not a transparent Funko Pop. I'm talking about one that's already just like an empty package. Just do that. Just to be punks.
Be punks. Be-de-boo-boo. All right, guys. Well, that ends our podcast. We talked a lot about a lot of different stuff, mostly about Diablo being douches, but please check out our other podcasts, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, and Anchor. I think that's it.
You want to find me on Twitter? I'm RODEZM8 before at the beginning of that on Twitter. And find what's Joe at Instagram, Joe_Re-Tagram.
One.
You got any socials you want to contact?
Search our Roman and Rhodes page on Facebook, and you can find us on Instagram and our YouTube channel. You can see a lot of videos where we talk about a lot of different stuff, a lot of food-related videos, and we got some new content coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, it's the soonest!
And we're going to have a new Mario video coming out of the Mario Show on Thumbs Up. So
it's gonna you're making promises.
They're promises.
But are you going to keep them?
I'm going to keep them.
That's why I promise you nothing, and I always deliver.
Bye, guys.